2024, City Council meeting. Call to order, we'll have roll call. Roll call.
Randy Ziegler.
Jill Redden.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
And this meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson, then state your name and residence. And now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a approval of the agenda. We have a few items to add to the agenda. Under Parks, want to add the recommendation from Crowley County Soil and Water about the rain garden. Under Road Construction and Maintenance, want to add approval to spend up to $200 on trees and shrubs for Peninsula Road. And under Purchasing and Personnel, want to add approval for two AIS inspectors and approval to accept application for W Light for the Fire and Rescue Department. Can I get a motion? We'll need a motion to accept the agenda with the additions. Are there any other additions anyone has?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
We would need a motion for passing the stuff from last month, right?
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Open forum.
These were done by Bob's dancer. Yeah, he took a lot of pictures and videos.
He put it to music at least.
He did, yeah.
In the test photo case.
Did you hear that?
No, I wasn't here.
There were a few hiccups.
Were there?
But yeah, they had the wrong code in there from Crowley Power, so we had to go and get a whole brand of electric and we did the right code.
Okay, well, that's why you tested, I suppose.
I think the city should send a nice thank you to Bob Stancer.
Yes.
Is that that's what that is.
Here's a key, go.
And you signed it.
Everybody signed it, I think, right?
You signed it.
I did, thank you. That's the last one I already got.
It's amazing they can do that in one day.
Well, it makes it seem like so much fun, too.
Yeah. Right?
I can imagine it wasn't as much fun as it seems like.
Bob said they were great people to work with?
Yeah. And they're from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And the guy running the truck was from...
His name was Ted.
Was it? Yeah. Where is he from?
Some of the sources, like 100.
That's the compartment that holds four batteries.
Right.
Four deep cell batteries in there.
So it's supposed to alarm a certain amount of time before it dies.
Solar panel operated.
his solar.
Right, but like...
He spent the extra money to do the solar.
Right, but like, would allow a certain amount of time before that battery, before batteries would...
Right, and they should, and we'll run tests on it. They should hold up. There's a couple things that need to be greased every 3 to 5 years that somehow will get on a race on the dollar and chance. 5 years from now, he crawls over there and screws his knees in. They put them at a height that you could just rent one of the genie lifts.
Okay.
And put it right out. In fact, that's what they're going to do if he wouldn't have the man basket.
So these should go off tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday's National Tornado Day, so okay. We're going to be going off all over the place.
What about the Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Do you remember I say the
Thursday?
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
I mean, I think that's everywhere. The Wednesday is the national.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then they'll go off the first Wednesday of every month.
Right.
Yeah, Thursday this week.
A very long. How was it pretty long at your house? At 4 o'clock?
Enough to get your attention. I was expecting a little bit more, but...
You got the old one. I wonder how it was over at Lefty Access. I know Bill said he could hear it if I would, so I'm assuming they could hear it there too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye. So we're going to just do this a little bit different. We're going to, Jeannie, we have a plaque for you. 25 years with the Fire and Rescue Department, 50 Lakes, and we thank you very much for your years of service.
Yes, we thank you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I take a picture?
Maybe not in front of the TV though.
Oh, okay.
You must have been 12 when you first started.
I'm a grandma.
I saw a picture of her. She's so cute.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does Bill Council want to get in there too?
I think they should.
Yes, I do.
Let you hold it. It's yours.
Get old worksheet.
You gotta get GD and the metal off.
Yep.
GD and the metal.
Nice. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down.
Yes, thank you. You do whatever you want.
Thank you very much.
So, we'll leave up the audit report to Doug. Oh, we can't hear him now.
Okay, testing. I was on mute. I muted myself to just be careful in case I said something that wait, that'll be good. But I am ready for this. I hope you all are ready. Because, you know, it's April, and we know that's tax time. And it also means your audit's done. So two of the funnest things that I know of, tax time and audit time. So with that, I want to just double check. I believe the mayor and council, you received, like, the electronic copies or maybe even... some paper copies of the power plant within the financials, right? All right, perfect. So, yeah, we're going to work through the PowerPoint there. And on page 2 is just the agenda, the topics we'll cover today, some things that audit standards require us to, or require me to communicate. We'll look at the results of our internal control testing, look at some financial results, and summarize it all. So we should be out of here by 10 p.m. if all goes well. All right. just check and make sure you're all still awake. So for sure we'll be up way before that. So on page three, now I have a couple slides here that talks about what the standards require us to communicate to you. And we also do that via that four-page stapled letter that I believe everybody should have had. That is boilerplate, and the slides in the PowerPoint are much more exciting. So that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the PowerPoint slide. So I'm going to hit the touch on the high points of that letter. When we do an audit, what's our goal, or what we're required to, what's our objective? And that's to issue an opinion on your financial statements, and we issued a clean opinion on your cash basis financial statements. As a smaller city, the state auditor's office has said, hey, small cities like yourself, you can just report on a cash basis, which is a much simpler version and very common for all cities your size. The letter also talks about the plan, scope, and timing of the audit. You know, we had a March 31st deadline, which we met. Right, Ann?
Yeah.
Pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
Just checking. And then, you know, the city has a lot of policies related to accounting, and if there's any unusual transactions, we're required to communicate those, but I'm happy to report there weren't any. There are some new standards that we had, procedures.
That's a good look. There we go. Yep, you're back.
Hello. Yep, we got you. You lost sound.
Yeah, can you hear us?
He's from.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
We can hear you.
Hello. Talk.
You?
Yeah, talk.
You can hear me? Okay, yeah. I do hear tons of like echoey stuff when anybody there talks, so I might need a translator if we get to any questions. So if you can hear me good, I'm just going to keep going. All right. We didn't have any material audit adjustments as we did the 2023 audit. Materials, they got to be, you know, pretty large. And that's actually pretty cool. And there weren't any uncorrected adjustments. Sometimes there's some smaller ones where you may or may not want to make them, but we didn't have any of those. So actually, that's awesome. Just keep in mind that if you ever were to use parts of the audited financial statements, so just give me a heads up on that, because there's a few T's to cross and I's to dot on my side. If we had any disagreements with management as we're performing the audit, I'm required to communicate that to the council mayor, and I'm happy to report there were none of those. Page five, if we become aware of any consultations with other accountants, there's some T's to cross and I's to dot, and I'm not aware of any of those. We didn't encounter any difficulties in performing the audit. The audit went quite smoothly. I know there were some new things this year, but all in all, we got through it. So, on page six. We evaluate, obtain an understanding, test your internal controls, and then we're required to report on them. And there's two items that we're just required to bring to your attention. One is the segregation of duties, and that's every small city in the country, but if they get audited, they probably have that communication. And it's just very common for cities your size. And also, we helped with the clerical process of putting your financial statements together. We didn't enter any transactions into your general ledger system, but the audit standards just require us to let you know if we help with the clerical piece of putting the 50-page document together. If we encounter any significant deficiencies, we're required to communicate those to governance, and I'm happy to report there were none, so that definitely gets a thumbs up. We also are required to test the city's compliance with a whole bunch of statutes, and it's a long list. There's about 25 pages of the things we have to test over cash investments, disbursements, procurement stuff. And another thumbs up on that. There are no items that we're required to communicate based on that. So any questions on like our control testing or required communications? If not, we'll jump to page 7, look at the city's financials. Here in none, we're ready then. So the general fund is the city's primary operating fund. And we put together this chart, the table, and tried to hit the highlights. And I do apologize, the second bullet point says there's approximately 12 months of expenditures in fund balance, but that's actually 15 for this year. Prior year was 12. But it's good to have reserves on hand, just like with your own personal finances. You want to have some money saved up in case things happen, or if, you know, if you get paid on the 10th of every month, well, yeah, you need to have money to get from the 31st of the previous month to the next payday, that kind of thing. So the state auditor says you should have some reserves, and they recommend no less than 5 months of these reserves. Now, you're sitting at 15 at the end of 23. You're above the recommended minimum. There is no maximum, but at the bare minimum, the OSA, your state auditor's office, recommends no less than 5. So you're sitting pretty healthy in the general fund. It is up about 3 months from the prior year, but it's really a function of an increase of revenues in 23, and I think there was some donations. The big one was, and they incurred, if I'm wrong, but I think like a $50,000 grant or donation from Sourcewell that, you know, that wasn't there the prior year. And if all of that wasn't spent by the end of the year, that's going to tweak that metric. So it's not a statute or any standards, but it's just something to say, you know, how's the city doing? And, you know, for the 4 previous years, it was dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. Still not some super low levels, but, yeah, I think City of 50 Lakes fund balance levels are healthy. Hey, Jim, we look at all of the city's governmental funds. And we got a table and a chart there. So for the year, there was about a 17% increase in taxes, 12% increase in licenses and permits. Got some new grants. Those were up about 37%. But there was 45% decrease in charges for services. The biggest reason for that was in 22. There was boat inspection services for about $10,500, and you didn't have that this year. So that pretty much accounts for the decrease in charges for services. Taxes and IGR, which stands for intergovernmental revenues, are the main revenue sources for the city's governmental funds. And for the year, there is about $146,000 increase in revenue. So, some bump ups in the revenues on the expenditure side, which is page 9, there was actually a real large increase in the expenditures, and that was in capital outlay. You can see there's about a $407,000 increase, and the city purchased a Ziegler cat, I believe, for about $338,000 in 23. Which you had no similar purchases in 22 for that. So that, you know, when we're doing our audit, we're looking, we're reading the minutes, we're saying, okay, what do we expect the city's expenses to be for the year? And as we read the minutes, saw what was purchased, we're like, well, we know the expenses are going up because you had a big significant purchase. So the results for this kind of, the actual numbers basically fell in line with what we expected and the detailed testing that we performed. So no items of concern there. On page 10, as part of the audit, we verified that all the debt payments that the city has were made. And for 2016 equipment certificates, there was a decrease of about $21,000. That was the principal payment made, so there's about 3 years left, I believe, on those equipment certificates. Page 11, we look at the worker fund as well. And your financial statements are kind of unique because there's a set of financial statements for the liquor store that is purely cash basis. And then there's one that is on a full accrual basis, which the difference is we have capital assets and debt on the full accrual basis. So on the full accrual basis, revenues were down about $45,000. Expenses were also down about just shy of $12,000. And for the year, it's still the liquor fund special revenues of $38,000, which was down a little bit from the prior year. Now, one thing I'll point out, and that is in the governance letter, is when we put the financials together for 22, there was a little glitch in our software system that reported a little bit more revenues in cash than was actually on hand in the prior year. So we had to fix that in the current year. And once we factored that in, the operating revenues would have actually been $57,000 this year. But because last year was a little too high, we had to adjust for it this year to bring it down a little bit. So, but all in all, for the last 5 years, the liquor fund has shown operating revenue. 2021 was a big year. That was the COVID year. 22, I think, was still feeling some of the effects from COVID and impacting the operations, but, you know, going back to 19 and 20, it's kind of in line for the net operating revenues. Page 12. Now, this chart isn't audited by any means, but we do look at the gross profit percentages of the liquor stores we audit. And for the year, the gross profit percentage, the gross profit percentage did decrease by 1%, which is really pretty minimal. So there wasn't, going back to 19 and 20, the gross profit percentage was down to 48 and 47. The biggest thing for the liquor fund this year is going way back. The city had borrowed money to the liquor store when we did the renovations. And in 2023, all of the remaining amount was paid back to the city from the liquor fund. So that's nice to not have to be tracking that loan to the liquor fund. On page 13, and just kind of summarize overall, I think financially, city, when you look at the governmental funds and the enterprise funds, it was pretty doggone close to break even totally. As far as money in and money out, it was at about, it was like within about 10 and 20 grand, roughly. Don't quote me on that. But so, pretty stable year. The liquor store had profits before transfers of about $28,000, $34,000 on a full accrual basis. So there's some city municipal liquor stores that if they don't show a profit, there's a state statute that says y'all got to have a special city council meeting and I don't know if it's election or vote or whatever, but to determine if you want to keep having the municipal or the liquor fund. But you've been profitable, so you're not in that boat. And the only other thing I'd mention that we come across and we've audited you for a few years, and one thing that came up that the city uses a lot of funds in your general ledger, which is called CTAS. And, you know, if the city wants to set aside some money for a particular project or something, the way you go about it is, we'll set up a new fund, or if we want to buy a CD, we'll set up a new fund for it. And it's a bit of a lengthy discussion, but I'd be more than willing to chat down the road here about what I think is probably a easier, more efficient way for tracking some of those funds. So that was just one thing. I know I've discussed it with the audit team in the past, and we're like, well, you know, there's always more than one way to do things, but I think the more and more we got to working with the city, I think there might be a little simpler way for keeping track of those funds for certain, or those dollars that you may have earmarked for a particular purpose other than setting up a new fund each time. Because the city your size now has is quite a few funds, so the summary schedule we get, I don't even know if it fits on one page anymore. So I'd be totally willing to discuss with Ann and any of the council, okay, hey, let's brainstorm if there is a better way that this can be done. So with that, that's all I have.
Is that something you want to touch on tonight? Do you want to expand a little bit more on where you thought that money should be better distributed or better stored?
I'm going to need a translator. It was very...
Mark wants to know, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to know if that's something that you want to discuss tonight or at a later time.
Oh, you mean like the general ledger and the number of funds and stuff?
Correct.
I would definitely say another time. There's a good chance a lot of people would fall asleep if we did this.
Mark has one more question.
I guess I answered it in the graph.
He answered it himself, so.
Just to ask him, is there any areas of concern that we need to work on for starting 2024?
Randy would like to know if there's any areas of concern that we should work on for 2024.
That's a really good question. You know, I think just being I know it's probably not a very specific answer, but you know, overall, the economy, inflation, and the prices of things, and government shutdowns, maybe at the federal level, whatever. But I just think the economy and the price of things is something to keep in mind. There isn't any five-step process for you to, okay, we got to do this because the prices are going up. Because, you know, as a local government, you know, once you set the levy, that kind of limits how much revenue is coming in. Now, I will say, I've audited some cities that didn't have healthy fund balance levels, and when those unforeseen things happen, or the economy kind of goes south, or the prices go up, they had, those other cities had zero cushion, you know? So, I think you're sitting in a good position in case the economy gets a little bit more spending, those kinds of things. So I'd say the just recommendations, just be aware of that stuff. There aren't any new purchases that we came across that you should do, like, oh, the cash registers are out and, you know, worn out. We didn't come across anything like that. So, yeah, I wish I had something more specific, but I just, as a personal opinion and seeing what I've seen so far in some of the other audits we've got done this year, the economy and pricing, just when we go look at all cities and counties that we audit, the expenditures are all up. And why is it? Because prices are up. So, you know, if they keep going up and up, you're going to be really glad you have some reserves there. And those that don't have healthy levels of reserves, It's going to be tough work for them.
So on that note, we have approximately 12 months of expenditures on the unassigned balance sheet.
15.
And you recommend the 15.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You said recommend it's 5 months. How do we stand up against other cities as far as, are we, you say we're in good shape, is that?
I think I heard that question. So the state auditor's office and various national organizations recommend no less than 5 months. Not 4 months, not 3 months, but no less than five. So somewhere above it is, you know, maybe where the city wants to target. But I think the ultimate question was, how do you kind of compare to like other cities? And I would say that metric of around 15 months of reserves is towards the top section of others. And that's very unscientific. It's all based on the calculator that I got up here, and the batteries are a little low. But, you know, just gut feel, I would say 10 is maybe sort of the mid-range. And again, that's not a scientific calculation, it's just based on up here.
So do you think we should be working back in 19 and 20, we're at 23 and 21 months reserve, is that too much then?
Well, it depends. And it's up to the council and mayor. Please stop me if I've mentioned the story, but I audited one governmental entity that had like 36 months, right? Just a ton. But they had a plan for it. See, it turns out that council or board was very debt averse. They did not like borrowing money. So what they did is they saved their money, they built up the reserves, the fund balances, and they built it up. When they saved up enough, they went and built the new building or bought the new cat or whatever, because that was the way that entire board or council functioned. But they had a plan. And probably what I would recommend is that the city consider adopting a sort of a fund balance policy with targets. You know, hey, we do want to save, make sure we have it, I'll just pick a number. I mean, this isn't a recommendation, but, you know, somewhere between 8 and 10 months is what you would want to establish as the level you want to be at. Or it could be 10 to 15 months, somewhere in there. If you say 165 to 200 months, we'd probably chat with you and be like, that's a lot. Is that really the best target to have? But by adopting that policy, that allows the council and future council members to sort of have a plan, a map as to, hey, how much reserves should we have? But getting back to the first part of your question, how much should it be? It does depend on what y'all are comfortable with. And some places I see they want to have it at least 5 months, and they don't really address the high end, and others will give a range. So I know that's maybe a bit of a wishy-washy answer, but ultimately I can state what I see and what others have said, but ultimately it's up to the council to determine what levels.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions for Doug?
Nothing for me? No more?
No, but we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your presentation.
All right, thank you, and have a great summer.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye. Anything else under new business and critical issues? Okay. What committee reports? Gary, take it away.
Well, we didn't have any meeting this past month. There's just not much going on at this point. I think I discussed everything from the prior month about meeting with Golden Eagle and getting their, Justin and I met with them, and that was done the month prior, so there just isn't anything this month that I'm at all.
Okay, well then I also have on here too, city corner of 1 and 3, Gallant Use.
Yes, and that, I had questioned the county as to why they want to shut off all of our accesses on that lot. I didn't, and I still haven't heard anything back.
I don't understand that either.
I don't at all.
I've been watching other intersections where there's...
Well, look at the gas station.
There you go.
The whole side is open to state highway.
Both sides.
The other one side's wide open to Highland County Road, Highway 1, you know. I don't understand why they're doing this. I can see it if they raise our off of 1. If they're going to raise it to 55, well then, yeah, that's a problem. But maybe we shouldn't raise it to 55 then. No. I don't know if we've got any say whatsoever about that, but...
But what if the city did not own that lot? Say that lot was privately owned.
What if they have to build a gas station?
They have to leave access to the property.
Absolutely. What if they were to build another gas station there? I don't understand why they're...
They're restricting our use.
I haven't... The gentleman that was here in the prior meeting, he had no answers.
Did Jordan Larson come with a plan? Did he have an overview of what...
No, and they haven't given us that. I had asked for that also, that I'd like to, because I don't want to see what went on in Emily, that intersection coming out on 6, that's an absolute, in my view, not a good idea the way that was designed. And I don't want to be stuck with that kind of stuff. You know, the gentleman here said that, you know, they're going to do this very quickly. And I asked to see I'd like to see a comprehensive plan. And make sure that for our city, we get things done, I think, the way we should have. And why they're not allowing us to enter from 3 or 1 into our lot, that makes absolutely no sense. That's a nice-sized lot, and they say, oh, there's going to be... Look at the gas station in Emily. Talk about traffic. And, you know, on certain weekends, opening fishing, hunting, and all of this... 4th of July, that's a zoo over there. I don't know, nobody's come back that I'm aware of.
Okay, I did send an email out after the last council meeting that Jordan replied. He said, thanks for letting me come and update the city on the upcoming 2025 project on 1. I spoke with Rob Hall about getting you a copy of the 5-year highway improvement plan, and it sounds like we will send a copy out to all cities and townships once it's approved. And that should be sometime in April. Then he said, last night I briefly touched, when he was here, he's pertaining to, I briefly touched on the food truck situation in the lot north of City Hall. One main reason for wanting both accesses closed after the food trucks are in the lot is safety. The lot is not all that big and we don't want to have traffic backed up on the road or shoulders. We would prefer people park in the lot south of City Hall and walk over to the food trucks. That was the last correspondence.
And I don't agree with that, but that's...
I don't think it's going to be that... Well, hopefully for those guys it is that busy, but I don't see it being...
Again, I've got to refer to the gas station set in Emily, or the one in Cross Lake, the Holiday, or, you know, you want to talk about busy. Now, those are busy entities, you know.
Yep.
I just, honestly, it'd be nice if we saw that kind of traffic, but I don't know that we ever would.
I just think when the food trucks do come in, we put them over on the grass. Feel free to chime in, put them over towards the grass, and then...
There's a lot of
all kinds in there. How many people? I've seen 8 truck and trailers in there that pull four-wheelers.
Well, look at it, yeah, the thing we had a year ago with... all the four-wheelers and stuff, all of the people over there. I mean, that's actually a very nice-sized lot. I don't understand. It's not the tar. And if that's what they're looking at, they're sadly mistaken.
Because that lot goes pretty deep over to the east here too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why they want to keyhole us like that. That just, it doesn't seem right.
No.
And as Tony said, if we wanted to build a gas station there, what's going to happen? You know, they're going to only allow us to come, we'd have to build a road through here to get to the gas station. Really? I mean, I'd like to continue to follow up on this and get a little better explanation. And I mean,
not only that, they've been there. I mean, those entrances have been there since Doug and Ruth, or
oh my gosh.
Since I was a weird kid.
Yeah,
since before we were kids.
It's not that much traffic, you know. No. I can't imagine like that many food trucks is going to bring that much traffic here. That's going to be an issue.
Right.
Would you like me to invite him or Rob Hall up here, do just an informal meeting with a couple of you?
I'd like to at least see a drawing of what they're intending for that corner. Why
they're worried.
Why are they worried about shutting this off?
Well, and like I say, I can see why they'd be a little nervous off of one, because they're kicking it up to 55 instead of 45.
And see,
that's kind of giving them a reason to shut it down.
But you can still turn off of 55. I mean,
off of 3 years.
But unless they put a bypass lane in,
yeah,
right.
I don't see letting them drop it to 50, let it go up to 55. I say it stays at 45 until we have a bypass lane.
When Tim Bray was here last year, the year before, I don't think it was an option.
It was not
an option to negotiate to keep it at 45.
And that's what I got from him at that meeting. Mm-hmm. And you know, it seems like they're going to do what they want to do. Damn me, the council or anybody else.
Well,
in
we're
going
to do what we want to do. We're going to keep both entrances open.
So then maybe ask for a bypass lane.
Well, actually, they recommend parking over here and walking over there. Recommend. That doesn't say that it's set in stone.
Well, you know, our other option is to enter off of Town Hall Road here. Now we've got to construct an approach and a driveway. We've already got two.
Yeah, but there's plenty. I mean, that lot really has plenty of parking for food trucks and for people to park and go eat. So mm-hmm. That's really ridiculous for them to try and, that's actually a great spot for people who just want to stop for the food trucks and eat there too. Like, instead of making these people go park somewhere else and then walk over. Right. That doesn't make any sense. So
usually see just pull in there and use their cell phone in the shade.
Right, I mean, so it doesn't really make sense for them to try and make someone park somewhere else and walk over to the food trucks.
Exactly.
Like, so I think we need to clarify that and just get that recommendation out of there.
Chad?
Just thinking out of the box, if they make this place not usable out here, it's cheaper when they want to put a roundabout in it, or a
roundabout.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think they're trying to do that?
Thinking outside the box.
Okay. Well, the thing is, the county already owns the...
They own that size.
Yeah, which is good.
So if they make this worthless out here, then they can...
No. But can they do that?
No, that's not their property. That's not a law. That's not set in stone.
Right.
It's what they recommend.
Right.
This is how they would like to see it. Doesn't mean it has to be there.
Yeah, and I'm just put off by that.
To invite Rob Hall up here to talk.
I would like. Please.
Before we.
Definitely.
Well, maybe somebody needs to ask them if this is about maybe we're trying to make this a roundabout, or is this.
Heard that discussion.
I think we ought to be able to do with our property what we. I mean, as long as we're not doing something crazy.
Or illegal, right.
But this, I mean, we should not be told that we can't do this when it is a commercial lot. And has been. I don't know what their decisions.
Their recommendation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are they going to police it?
Well, can they police it? It's not even their right to do that, so.
Well, there are their roads.
They're roads, but it's
and
our
we
property.
We pay for them.
Right,
and
but it's our property.
That's our property, and we help pay for the roads, too. So we should. We deserve a little say in this.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get together and set up a meeting and let me know. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Gary?
Oh, wow. I'm quiet.
Oh, you're right. Give me back that soapbox.
Yeah. Well, let me kick it over to somebody else.
Okay, we'll go on to parks. Recommendation from Cooling County Soil and Water to burn the rain garden. And we talked about that when the people came out. Was it last spring?
Yeah, they recommended we burn it in the fall and it didn't happen.
Right. Is there some way we can get the fire department to burn that? We can't wait too late now because things are starting to come up.
We're flagging right now, so I don't.
Yeah, you wouldn't
want
to
burn
it.
You want to.
You sound like you'd have to chase down in the fall, perhaps. Or
right.
They,
I talked to them today. They said if we can get it done this spring, we need to get it done.
Okay. Then we need to approach the fire department.
At least try.
All right. Yeah.
Could you do it for practice at a meeting or something?
Yeah, we don't have a practice meeting until the end of the month.
Oh, right.
It'll be pretty dry 3 weeks from
now. Yeah.
I can look at it and see what. I've got to take a couple of us to do it, but I can do it during the day.
Right.
I think there is a ban on now, but...
Right now there is.
But
I think there are issue variances.
And you call the forestry up there, you said, hey, we're going to burn this quick. It wouldn't take that long. I didn't think it's going to burn.
And I think they're accepting variances, right? I mean, you can apply for a variance, of which we've gotten them personally.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Emily gets a variance to do their burning their pit over there.
Sure.
Every year, so.
Okay.
We'll try and get that done.
If you could, in the next week while it's still wet, that'd really be great. I know you've got a lot on your agenda lately.
And just a little update on the grant, the DNR grant that I did not do that much work on it, hardly at all. But Ann and Lori. And some of the other committees they got it completed, they got it submitted early, so there was some tweaking to be done. They sent it back. The tweaking was done, and we are in, we'll know May?
I think so.
Mid-May, late May, whether we get it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our grant writer's pretty optimistic, so keep your fingers crossed.
Nice.
Fire and rescue, Jill.
Okay. So we have one medical in March, and then we want to get that the approval of the bylaws, and then we're going to get them last month. And then I know we wanted to wait to do that. We wanted to talk to Mark about, because he had the financials about what we had.
I did talk to Hugh, and it's going to take a $40,000 donation from the city. Just for a rough figure, although like he said, he didn't subtract the roughly $8,000 to $7,000 that we get from the state fire aid every year. That varies. So he thought the city would have to come up with. He said 40 would be safe, and that way you got money left over, and you can maybe not fund it as much the next year. But at this point, it looks like it'd take about $40,000, of which the fire department can probably absorb half of that.
I was going to say, that's a lot of money. With the budget, you know, the budget's already been set. We've already sent it in. We're done budgeting.
So we need $20,000 out of the state. And you and I talked about this a month or so ago.
Right, but last month there was a recommendation to spend $80,000+, which is depleting your account. Unless they stagger the purchases, because then we'll get a big levy payment in June.
So you want to put this off until June for the...
No, okay, so you explain this to me. You do not, the fire and rescue do not have enough to cover right now your pensions. Okay, so you'd be 40,000 short. Okay, so... Is that you're required then to have that full amount?
The city's required to make that balance.
Okay.
Payment.
Okay.
And I believe, yes, we spent 60, but I think there's still 38,000 in that account.
Okay. And that 40 is with the The increase?
Yes.
Okay.
That's because of the increase.
Because of the increase, okay.
So this motion is for the retirement and that $80,000 worth of purchases you guys
are? You guys okayed that last month?
Oh, we did. All right. So this is just...
But that's, I'm just guessing the word balance.
Yeah, so, but that does kind of play into this, doesn't it, somewhat? I mean...
Yeah, well, this, we're okaying the bylaws have to come to you every 5 years anyway. And when they do the bylaws, one of the lines in the bylaws is the payout.
Oh,
it's
right
there. Here it is. It's on page 43, section 11, part 1. The increase, that increase of 2,500, this puts us on par with what they're doing in the neighboring communities. We kind of have to keep up with the Joneses for recruitment, which we've got a really good recruitment this year with 5 new members.
So, we budgeted...
When do you need this money by?
By the end. It doesn't have to be put in the account tomorrow, no. And we
could
transfer before the end of the year, I believe.
I believe it is a requirement, yes, that you are fully funded for all the pensions. So raising the pension is increasing what they need from the city. We budgeted $103,825 for fire and rescue. Of which, yes, I know you wanted $20,000 of that earmarked for pension.
Correct.
Okay, that's something, yes, I'm more than happy to do, create another line. It doesn't affect what Doug said, doing that. That's different, but the City of Emily actually has a pension fund that they budget for every year. So I think we should move forward on that.
Yeah.
I'm just a little nervous because of the motion that was made last month for the spending of $80,000. I mean, and then you add the 20, that's your full budget.
So that's where I was hoping that when I'm dressed here a month or so ago that we can find another 20,000 in the general fund somewhere.
Well, I'm sure council can. As you just heard, you're financially
stable.
Yeah.
We talked about giving a donation back to the city too.
Yep. And that's what I mean. And who are gambling, we're probably going to be good for $20,000 a year. I mean, we already give the city 57,000, I think, last year alone.
In
different, for a while,
different
fire
things.
Truck and all the other things. The fire
yeah.
truck's
20.
That's a 22. City item.
50 Lakes Day, yeah, fireworks. I'd have to look to see. Is this something you want to see done tonight, or...
If we could pass it tonight, that would help, and we'll just work on where we're going to get the money moving down the line.
So right now, I see you guys have $15,000 in investment here, and you need to hit a total of 40, or?
Well, those investments, actually, part of that was money we put aside in that investment fund for the big SCBA, part of the $60,000 or $80,000 we spent last month.
Oh, all right. That was kind of in that 80.
Yeah.
All right. You're not for
that. So, yeah, that extra 15.
So that extra money, that's not going out this big the gate for this year, is it? It's money
no, back no, back. It's going into a CD.
Right. It's money you still have, right?
We have until the end of the year to come up with the money and make sure it gets there so we make this part of it look good again next year.
Yeah.
But
the money is still available.
Correct. It's just we have to show that we're keeping the pension.
Are we going to have to take this down? If you need it this year, we're going to have to pull a investment to fund this. Am I correct?
If we get in towards, let's look at, make sure we
can.
I see there's a fund that's a general one. Due in
page five.
On 11 October for $30,000. That's in our general fund. I mean, that would, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out.
This isn't what you said, like I said, that has to go out there this month or even next month.
Right, right.
But we have to make it there by the end of the year.
But I guess I see that being 30,000 due in October, so I don't know if we, I don't know where else we're going to get this money to do this year.
I think when we set the budget up now, from now on, we need a line in there for that.
Oh, absolutely.
So we need to know exactly.
No, this isn't gonna, this isn't, after we, after this 140,000, we're really not, we can always add some to it, but we're not gonna have to do that yearly or.
Right.
Yeah,
this is. Is it 40,000 a year we're gonna have to budget?
Well, that, I would plan on 30. It's gonna vary year to year, but like I said, that 30, we, this fire department's always making donations to you. We're just about got the fire truck paid off, I believe is paid off for another year.
3 years.
Two more years?
No, I think it's 3. Doug commented on that.
But that, you won't incur that cost every year. It's a retirement.
Right, it's gonna
retire
just
on base through the city.
And part of that is the fact that the mutual funds went, so, and that's, we've got money in a mutual fund through Walker State Bank that we've had for 30 years and we just add and subtract to.
Correct.
So are you firm on the 2,500?
Sorry.
Well, no, don't be sorry. I know you've been low for a long time, but that's a huge increase.
Yes, that's a big increase.
It is.
But they know what been very low. That's part of the issue.
Yeah, and you're certain you're gonna. I mean, you're not going crazy compared to other cities, because I haven't seen anything of what other cities get.
Emily just went to 2,500 last week. No, they did not go to 2,500.
Turned it down.
They did.
So what are they at, Chad?
23.
Well, for this year's budget, maybe we can just match them.
Well, I think that's. I mean, they're probably going to go next year anyway to 25. We might as well just.
Well, would we? I don't know. I am just
asking. Helping the state out to balance, make sure our budget stays balanced.
You know, what Ann just kind of asked you, you know, that, but what if we were to go halfway this year and the rest of the way next year where we can budget it in a little easier? You know, where we could kind of be a little more prepared for it and it wouldn't be such a big hit this year.
Well, then we can't go the 25 because that is the reason that we need to kick the extra money. So we would have to change that because that has to be in for this year.
Right, and I guess I was saying instead of the 25, we're at what, 12 now or 13?
13.
What if we met halfway and, you know?
But we've been very low, Gary.
Yes, I realize that, but what I'm trying to do is try to figure this out so we can budget this. And by giving ourselves just another year of time, we bring it up part halfway now, and then the other half we could budget.
We've been talking about this for years, about needing to fund this.
But we don't have it in our budget.
Okay, but we've talked about this for years, and we do have some money in the fire and rescue. The $100,000 that we have in there, we could use that relief money. Don't we have that? Don't we have some money in there?
Where?
Don't we have a like
I'm seeing a $15,000 here.
That's in the investment part of it, and I see in your checkbook.
That got used and
73, but
this
you spent 80.
Used already for that $80,000. That's what I understand. I'm just trying to not put ourselves in a pinch this year.
Okay.
If we could have 2 years, if that would work, I don't know. Okay. I'm just looking for an option here.
Well, I'm looking at their I'm assuming the checkbook balance is 73,974,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get how much more in June?
Well, then we'll start getting our 2024. And they will get a big portion of their 103. I think it's like 60%.
Okay, so 103 with this 74, that's 100.
Well, it's not the full 100, it's 60% of it, so.
Right, right. 60,000.
But now we've taken 80,000 out of that.
It'd be, put the 60 in with the 70, then you'll take the 80-some thousand out of there.
Right.
And then
right.
They'll have more money coming in, and...
They'll have a total of 103 coming in.
For the year. Mm-hmm. Plus they have 73 here, so they're not setting bad at all.
No. Setting 180.
And by the end of the year, we're going to have that money.
Yeah. And see, I don't look at that. I look at just what you budgeted, so...
Yeah. I don't see it as a problem. I think we should go ahead.
I think we need to do a little due diligence. Talk about Emily as there's decided upon, and I would like us to do a little more searching so we have some information if we're asked how we came up with that number.
Okay, and if they're at 23 and we're at 13, they're still 10. They're still way ahead of us, but yeah. Do we have to make it?
No, we can set. We can table this till next month.
We were at 1750.
So they have been significant.
We were at 1750, and they budgeted for 2500, but we only got 23.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think we could, like you said, if we table this for. One meeting, I'm sure we can get this put together before the end of the year. So.
Then what would you like us to do?
So what do you want? Do you want numbers of other places that they have, or what do you guys
want? Or anything that they can offer to us, yes.
So like other numbers of what other places are doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one thing I did notice is it's not dated or anything, so you might want to take that back tomorrow night.
I think it wasn't dated because it has to pass here for it to be.
Oh. Oh no, it says passed by the 50 Lakes Fire members. So you guys just tell me what you want to do. Because Tony has a valid point. I'm only looking at budget numbers and they're sitting.
Yeah, I'd just like to see how we can fund this.
Okay.
That's what I'm really wondering is where is this money coming from?
I'll sit down with you, Ann. I'll come in and sit down. Maybe one of the fire departments, somebody wants to come in and sit down too.
And I did not know the additional, because you weren't here last month, and nobody knew the additional that the city would be looking at.
Yeah.
Right. At a $40,000. So.
Okay. I do recall last November, before we okayed this budget, we ended up having. We had the option to lower it because we didn't need the money. We had about $20,000 left over. I'm pretty certain I made a motion that that go into a fire.
I look back, I did not see it.
No, I never made it up.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so we'll table this until next month. Let's get a decision made on it then. So
yeah,
they know
I'm not against it. I just want to see
where it's going to come from. Yeah, I think we have more sources than what we're looking at. We're just not just the budget.
Right.
But they already have the reserves and stuff.
And Mark?
Yes.
I don't know that I'm going to make the meeting tomorrow, so maybe we should ask Andy to bring in data from the Crossley and some other.
Well, we can do it for you.
Oh.
We've done it over the years.
Oh. Okay.
We'll call them. Yeah. Put it in a little sheet for you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Anything else on fire and rescue? All right. Road construction maintenance. There you go, Mark. In the back.
Chad, please jump right up in there.
Mm-hmm. We had on here about the dust guard. I just wanted to go through a few numbers here. That in 2022, we used 42,500 gallons of dust guard. 2023, we used $22,000 gallons of dust guard. The reason for that is because I went to a single pass instead of a double. So it means everyone went 9 feet down the middle because everybody drives on the middle of the road, everybody drives on the edges. So that's why we got a little cheaper on that. This year I estimate we're probably going to use 30,000 gallons of dust guard. And the guy that usually does it is still, he doesn't want me to switch companies, of course, so he's fighting right now to try and keep us. And he just needed a little bit more time, he said. So.
And typically, we don't do that until May or June?
June.
June.
And where we were with the other company, they're at a buck and a quarter or something like that?
They're at a buck and a quarter a gallon. And he talked, my guy talked to his distributor and everything, and they're trying to figure out how they're getting a buck and a quarter a gallon, because it's almost double that everywhere.
And you did check that, and that is for sure the figure. Wow, okay, amazing.
So they're trying to work something out to get us, to get the cost down for us, to see if we'll stay with them or switch.
Okay. So
I'm still in limbo.
Okay, well, it's April, so we will make a decision next month.
Did the people that are offered a bucket of quarters, is that what it really uses?
Yeah, they usually have the county come in, yeah.
It's Corbin,
that's who, does the county.
Yeah, Corbin.
And they do 20 feet wide, which is, we don't really need 20 feet on our roads. They will do shorter, they've shut some of the valves off, but, and they do it at a 0.25% rate. And the guy that we have, Dust Be Gone, does it at a 0.3. So he puts it on thicker, but.
Thinner but narrower.
But then it's more?
Thicker, but narrower. Yeah.
Is that more gallons then?
Yeah.
So.
And then also too, when I, if I need him, he comes.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
You see, well, you said your maintainer helping that project, putting this, the dust down.
Oh, it saves a lot on the gravel. It does. That's why when you're driving on the road and the tar looks like, or it looks like tar,
yeah,
that's from that.
Sure.
Dust tar. Which will be a lot better this year because I can take a pack on the grader so I can pack.
Right. Good.
Was the grader over there even work hard trying to pull that truck out yesterday?
No. I had all six wheels locked in.
All of them locked right out. What else have you been up to? Did trees today?
Yeah, we got quite a few trees done today, putting wire on them.
Have you identified any place else in the city that is going to have issues? Is it just still taking down those big trees on the end of North Mitchell?
Yep. I've seen a couple new ones go down up there. But they're way off the road and
all that,
way away from me. Or else did I see a beaver? But anyway, you said you had something about trees, rocks.
Yeah, and so we discussed this shortly yesterday, I believe, or maybe the day before. The residents of Peninsula Road, many of you who've all driven Peninsula Road at least once in the narrows between the two lakes, there's been some snowmobile activity, and wheelers in the wintertime dropping down on the ice there, and we want to curtail that. With, on the short term, a few strategically placed rocks. Also, when I walked it with the Judy Seamy, there are a few places where the beaver made runs. Ed Sheck is currently trapping the beaver there right now, trying to eliminate that problem.
Like it's snow fence, but that's a yearly operation.
Right, they've been putting it out. We're thinking we put a couple of boulders here and there. We have a clam on the front of the loader, you can more just wiggle it in so it doesn't roll down to the lake, hopefully, and set that in place. But they've also, we lost 30, 40 trees, maybe 10 of them substantial. So the long term of that same issue is getting 50, these are a dollar piece through WAPOA, the state's all out of trees. $1 for every Norway, for 50 Norways, 50 birch at $1. And 50 deep rooting bushes, and putting them accordingly, like I told, put the birches on the west side because the wind always blows across, and the Norway's on the east side. And but the residents of Peninsula Road have all volunteered their time to
They have requested that we buy some Morganite also and have Chad mix up, have it dumped here and mix it up, and then they put it in one ton and they can shovel it out of or dump a pile that they could wheelbarrow down to give these trees a little bit better head start. They said they'd also be responsible for capping them in Orleans. We're hoping for 10% success rate. I mean, anybody's planted a tree, especially with deer that live on the
insulin. Well, with no argument, that should help that issue.
Yeah, they don't want that.
But you don't want to do it too strong, so they want to do like a 50-50 mix. They figured we'd get some black dirt. Chad's probably got some around here somewhere, and mixing it up and put it in the back of the truck and go out there and dump it, and put, we could work together on that. As time goes forward, we'll have Judy talk to you.
Is there any kind of permitting that we need? These are right on the water planting trees and putting rocks.
Yep, I have talked to Tom Strack, and that's another issue that's coming up, that the county's trying to clean up their books. That particular stretch, I should have had to make a blow up. Most of you are familiar with it, though, is actually, it's county tax forfeit. It's 66 feet wide. I wish Justin was here. I think it was 400 feet long. It's tax, county tax forfeit. They like, you guys want this? We maintain, we already use 22 of the feet, or 20, how wide is the road there? Probably not more. So we maintain 24 of it already.
We should bill them for that.
Well, actually, I tried that when we fixed the road 3 years ago. We dug up, I don't know how many, maybe it's 7 years ago, and we cut asphalt out. Because there was,
I remember that.
And we pulled out probably, because that when it was originally built by Grandpa Goldenstein, it was all corduroy road. There was 25 logs came out of there or so, I want to say, rough estimate, maybe it was 20. But there was, they pulled out the old corduroy, it was rotting away. That's how the road started, yeah. Way, way back when, and it became a sinkhole when we put asphalt on.
That.
So anyway, yeah, because that isn't, that's coming down the line later. He's got to jump through a bunch of hoops on his end too. Because, well, our conversation today was because that has, I think there's 600 and some feet of shoreline. Well, that makes for a whole bunch more hoops that he has to jump through, because they're thinking 600 feet of shoreline being buildable housing, you know what I'm talking about? And it's not good for anybody, but
Beaver built the house.
Yeah. Well,
so did he say we need formal permission to?
Yes.
And he'll grant that, us that?
Yep, he'll let us.
Okay.
So is that something we have to you're talking about putting Norway's on the east side, is that something we have to talk to Crow Wing Power about, because the power line once you're there?
Oh, I didn't identify that overhead. Good call. yeah, but well, Norway's are, you know, a slow growing there anyway.
Yeah, but still.
And the optimum.
Don't you?
Well, actually, they'll probably spray them.
They kill them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what's happened to all the trees. But the long term idea of the trees in there for $200, that was pretty cheap, but to create a fence. So the wheelers and the snowmobiles in wintertime don't use it as a crossover.
Right.
Is our optimum.
I would think more of like a hedge would work better. Because then
And that's what 50 of those are.
Keep the snow off the road.
Yeah. 50 of those are deep rooting shrubs. They'll be 4 to 6 foot tall. And I told her to make sure those stay on the downwind side too, because that road does drift.
What do you put on the road in the winter?
For
ice.
For there, I put sand. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering if anything then would shoot off and kill them.
I don't put salt there because the water.
I didn't think so. Okay.
Well, I'll make the motion to approve up to $200 on trees and shrubs for Peninsula Road.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 That's all I got.
So, have we thought about, like,
doing this in other areas that could use?
Well, we have, but that we're running into another issue with our roads, and everybody has said to leave it alone, is a lot of the roads aren't ours. There are actually somebody else, I'd have to look at Pitch Pine, but most of these roads were not deeded to the city.
Lohi Road's at my old property, the whole on the north side.
And is there any
and easement? All the way past my house, no one swamps there.
But is there even an easement on Lohi Road?
Not that I know of, not that I'm aware of. Actually, the road there is easier.
Pitch Pine Road, I think.
Power easement. Power insurance. Was a power easement.
Yeah, it's overhead power, yep. But there's other roads like that, so I think you just leave them alone.
Right.
That's a can of worms.
Right, yeah. This is one that, this is a particular location for one. We are probably going to own it eventually. And two, we need to do something because we don't want any erosion. Erosion, especially on that road. There's not a whole lot. What do you think from what we maintain from roadbed, another 12 inches, there's probably like 10 feet to the water and less in some places, by average 10 feet.
What would be the, would there be any, I can't think of the word, benefit to putting riprap all on both sides?
I don't, the state's really trying to go away from riprap. Because of it warms the water quicker and
bleaches.
Yeah.
Well, I mean rock.
Yeah.
They are deterring from that.
They really don't like it. They're going to allow us because I've also been in contact with Jake Free, and I'm supposed to meet with him next week. But they are going to look at possibly putting some at those erosion locations. If you can walk that, you can easily identify four or five places that, yeah, we're going to have to give it just in because it actually falls under city deal. As soon as we come up from the water, we can put them in the water. We just can't come up the water because of our own ordinances.
Right. Comes down to a little 10-yard thing. You can't put more than 10 yards in.
Right. There's all kinds of, so we're going to have to work with Justin as far as letting us put rock up on. We can put one, Jake said, yeah, we'll walk it, but I don't see you're going to have any problems putting rocks in certain areas. So.
Good.
Hey, thank you, Chad.
Yeah. Thanks, Chad.
Liquor store and Randy, take it away.
Me?
Just
chime in when needed there. I'm looking at trying to keep you guys informed. The staff and Diana have been working very hard as far as keeping our costs down, especially this first quarter, January, February. The numbers were not very good, and that's due based 100% on lack of number of people, snowmobilers, four-wheelers, that type of thing. So hopefully we've gone through that and are ready to proceed and get these numbers up. For example, last night you guys had a banquet for the
pool league,
so there was probably 75 people here on Monday, 10 o'clock at night, so.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good night for the bar, so. Brought in another pool table for them, so they were here late, so it was good.
Where do you get another pool table?
Hazel brings it in.
What do they charge us to bring one in for a month?
Nothing.
They know they're going to make the revenue. It's right. Going to be covered in the quarters.
Right, you
know,
yeah. Got it. Yep. So we don't pay them in anything for that. So it costed me, Beer Rep gave me another light for it, and it costed me some money for chains to hang the light. That was basically it. So.
For a late night, that was.
Yeah. What'd you guys serve them for the banquet?
Nothing. They don't do food anymore. So.
Oh, wow.
That a lot of them ate.
And so the kitchen was busy. It was good. Yeah.
That was good.
Were you able to staff them up good? And
yeah, I had two people on. I stopped in, gosh, about 8:30, I think it was, and they were doing good. So.
Yeah, I know. Cross Lake went away from there. They don't do food either. We just there like meets at Andy's, hands out the checks, and
that's it. Yeah, I think the girls do the food still, as far as I know. But the guys just want their money and play their pool, and that's it. They don't care about food. Right. So yeah.
How did St. Patty's Day do then, by comparison?
We're less than $100 apart from last year.
Oh wow! Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We had a snafu with the corned beef and cabbage, which was unfortunate. We're gonna talk and do something different next year, so
we'll fix that.
We didn't start serving until later, so
I thought it was great.
So, but yeah, it was a good year, and it's getting busier and busier. You know, I notice people coming back, and it is getting busier, so our weekends have been better.
Yeah. Snowbirds are coming back. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and our Whiskey Wednesdays have been doing good. I know we're starting tomorrow night. We're going to start a pool tournament every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. The guys kind of wanted to have something to do for the month, and probably in May we'll do it till June. So we're going to do that, and won't cost the bar anything other than a gift certificate to the winner. So,
nice.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to see how it goes, so we'll see if it brings up more
6
people.
6 p.m.?
6 p.m., yep.
Cost $5 to play?
$5 to play, and that's just to cover the table.
I was going
to
say, that covers your quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
A couple other things. I'm talking with Ann today. This 2023 number does not have the February, March rent from the
fire 20 department. This year, 24, we have not received rent from the fire department for January or February, which then hits her P&L the next month.
Well, January says that we got rent from $953.89.
That's December.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a month.
I believe, but we talked to Andy. It's number one on the agenda for tomorrow to talk. Okay. It's on the agenda. Yeah. So.
We need to shut you down. Kick you
out. Well, and I just worry too the logistics with the state and your license. You know, the requirements for submitting
reports. You and I touched
reports.
On that. Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And you said Jacob's been doing better. He didn't realize he's 2 months behind. And Hugh's over the top busy right now.
Oh, sure he is.
Because he's actually our...
And he's retiring, is he?
Yeah, but he's going to stay with our fire departments for 2 years.
Okay. Who is this?
We left Clifton Larson.
Oh, okay.
Because of issues with Clifton Larson, being who they are. And went to Hugh Henneke. I want to say 3 or maybe 4 years, maybe 5 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah. 5 years, maybe. And he's just been absolutely over the top super to work with. Well, like all little guys that work for themselves, he wants to retire. And Clifton Larson gave him money to buy all his accounts. But he's staying on with Clifton Larson for 2 years just because he started with us, but now he has Cross Lake, Outing, Emily. Yes, we've got them all fire departments around because he was so easy to work with.
Well, you have a couple of years then apparently to find somebody else.
Right.
The hard part, if you hear of a CPA, individual CPA, we'd rather work with an individual than work with Clifton Larson. They've been good to us here, but as a fire and rescue association, they've been, they were trying to work with. We got put off time and time and time again. We went through some, at least 2 years, I think, when I first got on, we went 2 years of just terrible service. And then we found you, and now I'd say maybe more than 5 years with you now.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, let's get back to the liquor store.
All right. Are you allowed to get a story?
Just that, you know, in March there, I did have, you know, I did try and keep my costs down some, you know. I did do a clothing order for $2,000. So that kind of hit hard also. My inventory was down, so got that, which we'll get back in the next coming months. So hopefully that. Other than that, that's pretty much all I have on the P&L, unless you guys have questions on it.
No questions?
I got lots of questions.
I do want to say, though, that we had a meeting with Sheena from the radio place today.
Hubbard.
And with my B-Bay bucks that we sell, I am sitting on almost $7,000 worth of radio ads.
Wait. Oh, wow. You're still selling those where you can, like, mm-hmm. like then you get those things? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. Just on B-Bay.
Yep.
So I'm not sure exactly how or if we can, Ann and I have talked about this before, how it's hitting the bottom line using them over there and how to kind of make that balance. And we're not really sure, you know, because having $7,000 of free advertising to me is a big bonus,
mm-hmm.
you know, so but it's not reflecting that on here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well,
what do they charge you there?
Oh gosh, 13. It was 13 for a 30-second ad.
Yeah.
$13 for a 30-second ad. Yep.
Well, every station is different.
Yeah.
JJY is most expensive.
It'll be nice, like, to use that for 50 Lakes days. You mm-hmm. know.
When they make
we, yes.
But I mean, like, that's a lot of money to use.
Yeah,
that, you know, so it'll be great.
So, and I have started ads with them already, saying that we've moved the date because I wanted to get that out, mm-hmm.
yeah.
saying it's.
Yeah,
it's been moved so people can put it on their calendar.
Yeah,
right.
It's a great idea.
It's not that hard.
So that was kind of a bonus today. I was happy about that. So
would you have more money in your pocket because we're not spending it on that channel?
Yeah.
It's not
too old, so that's good.
Nice.
All right. I didn't bring an agenda. I'm sorry. I don't know what's next.
Staff report.
So pretty much what we have coming up, I have music at the end of the month. I already talked about the pool tournament we're starting on Wednesdays. Whiskey Wednesday has been going good. $2 taps all day, all night on, two for one taps Sundays have been going very well. People have been coming in, playing pool, having fun. So we're going to continue to do that for a while too. So I'm going good. And then we have the Derby party coming up too. Brittany is in charge of that. I put everybody in charge of an event. So she has chose that this year. So she is going to plan and execute all of that. And so that'll be the first Saturday in May.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I have to say her and Kim last year for the Derby did a stand-up job.
Yes, they did. Yep,
it was
they did
very,
excellent.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
And they did a good job in St. Patty's Day too. I'm sorry they didn't get back till late, but
it all worked out good. Thank you for all you guys, what you guys did too. So it worked out good.
So it's like on that Saturday?
Yeah, the 5th I think it is.
Is it a Sunday or
Kentucky
is it
Saturday?
So the 4th.
4th.
Cool.
So
that was a big last year, wasn't it? Remember right? The Derby days was pretty.
It's usually big.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a good day. Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Have we the last bullet point I'll talk about is the POS system. Where do we sit with that?
I believe you guys have. And I no, they didn't. Okay. So I've been in touch with. I actually emailed Michael Wolf today to see. He is the guy that will. maybe take over our support for our TLS. My understanding is it would be $900 a year annual for it. It's either $900 annual or $600 seasonal. I don't know if that's a combination. I didn't hear back from him, so it would be $1,500, or if we're just considered annual because we're open all year long at the $900. So I kind of wanted to see you. We need support.
So do we need to wait for this new support and POS? Are we now charging that service fee to the patrons, or are we absorbing that?
Is that a credit card?
Two different things. The latter part's a credit card fee,
right.
Which
yeah.
we are. This is the support for the cash register and tracking the merchandise.
Yeah, because digital dining, they are no longer offering support for us as of March 31st. We were done with them. So we're looking for support in case the system crashes or we need some back office maintenance or anything like that. That's what they would do.
Okay.
So I think the money well spent.
Your
budget, you've done pretty well over the last couple of years. And you just budget support into the budget every year for. I'd budget $1,000 because $900 is just going to get them started.
And, yeah, right.
You know, you're going to run into other issues.
Right. And he did, I had a paper, and I'm sorry I didn't bring it, but he had outlined kind of what they would do and all of that. So at this point in time, they're pretty much our only option other than Butch, who we had before, but that was helping when I couldn't get a hold of Transform, or I was frustrated with Transform, so we talked to Butch, but he was like $100 or $150 an hour just to help. So to me, it's the $900 would be way better spent.
And is that as many calls as you need, or is that just?
It's, from what I read, yes. Okay. It's when you need them, you call them, or yes, for the whole year.
Is he a programmer to the point where he could change the program in the off sale so it reflected? You still have that issue with the off sale POS system? It doesn't really work for the on sale?
It won't work with, because it's just not, we would have to get a totally different system, which they really don't.
It's not just a matter
no.
of
ways. They would talk together, because that's why we bought them. But the amount of labor that we would incur, because when you enter all your product in the off sale, that you want to go to the on sale. Okay. Yeah. It could be done, but the amount of labor that it would take, it's silly. So she'd be better off buying a total system just for the off sale that's retail only.
Because right. it's not, I mean, we could, but it's still not going to be.
They won't talk to each other.
Looking for. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything out there that we're looking for. At least there never was when I was out looking for them. I would just suggest that when you do decide to do something different, that you get retail in the off sale, get the system that works retail, and then in the on sale, in the bar, get your hospitality, because that's what it's set up for.
Well, and when we go to the conference in Arrowwood, too, they'll have more POS people there that we can talk to at that and see. I don't know. Be an option anyways.
You think you'd make any new connections there?
Oh yeah.
This company, rather than these people or? I'm just so nervous about any of these guys. None of them seem to live up to what they claim.
I don't know. That's a good point.
Well,
in the short term, she's got to have some support.
Yeah, I
lost support 10 days or 12 days ago, whatever it is now.
Well, she knew that she could do Butch, but the only thing that I pointed out to her today that makes me uncomfortable is they want to, which I guess is fine, I have to give them our credit card and they bill us every month. I don't have anything like that where anybody, I give them a credit card and they bill us every month. You know what I mean?
Well, that's negotiated, yeah.
Well.
It should be billing, proper invoice.
It should be.
Yeah.
Right.
That really, that's the only thing that made me uncomfortable. Everything else that they said they would supply to you sounded great, but.
So maybe we can talk to them and ask them if that is an option to.
Because I don't even know if I can do that.
Just tell them it's a no deal if it doesn't.
Right.
Need to be able to invoice it.
Well, and the conference is in 10 days. I mean, so if something really bad went wrong, we could call Butch and have him fix it in the meantime and see if we could find somebody at the conference that.
Well, I would like to get going on it hopefully before like June.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. In the heat of the summer where we're huffing and puffing last year, the registers were down about every other day.
I think we need it before Memorial.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's, yeah. So.
We're already in April. Right.
Yeah.
Do we want to take it, do we want to okay something? Should she not find something? Then we go with this. Well, we've got to find out about the invoices too.
Yeah. Right?
Billing it.
We'll work on it.
I would like to give her the okay, or you guys the okay to go ahead. If you. Is there some way we can okay a council motion that would allow her to move that way without having to come back here the 10th of May or whatever the next council?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
So if
you just make a motion that Diana can enter, or we can, because it'd be the two of us, enter into a contract with HDSME LLC.
If
you don't find something up north, get something lined up for as you can. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see you without somebody go.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me either.
Right, that's you might as well bring in the old kind.
Oh, that's fresh.
Bring back the old one.
Yeah. How old are you, Rich?
Can we throw out the sales tax if we do that then? Or just go a buck.
Yeah, right.
Cash on sale.
La, 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 la.
Could we go to cash on sale?
You don't want a cash bar.
Why would you
want
to do that? So we didn't have to pay. You would
want
to
do that.
Well, you'd lose a lot of money. I don't want to take your money.
You are being recorded, just so you know.
Did you make that motion? Did you make that motion, or do you want me to?
Go for it, Randy.
Yep.
Make the motion that Diana enters into what we got.
HDSME.
Yeah, for a look into a POS system for the bar and also for the off sale.
If she doesn't find something at the conference.
Correct.
Right.
I'll second that.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Are you giving her permission to look for a new system for the on-sale, a new system for off-sale, or are we back to talking about the contract?
Both.
So she has help?
Both. Whatever she finds to be better.
Yes,
it's for the support, isn't it?
It's just support, not a whole new system.
Right now, she's just looking for support.
Right.
But I suggested that if
not a whole new system, but if she finds something at the conference that's a better support, that she finds it's better support, that she can enter in that contract.
I was looking at the whole system.
I know you were.
Were you?
He was trying to swipe ahead. Jeez. Did you see what she made last year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See her size of her checking account?
It's getting smaller.
Yeah, because I gave too much back to those.
I don't know.
Okay, so what happens now? Because he made a motion, he seconded it, we vote, and then
he can amend his motion.
I'll amend it to just
and
the
then second.
Back.
Support.
And then whoever seconds the second.
Vote, please.
Jeez.
Although she can always come back with recommendations.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Okay, the one thing, though, because Randy, you are new, is something like that. We have a purchasing policy that she would have to get like 3 bids on that.
Right.
Yeah, and or the auditor's gonna go. No, because that's to the tune of $10,000 to $15,000.
Okay.
So.
Good to know.
Yeah. Nice try.
Good to know. Get three bids.
ABC contractor.
ABC, CDE, EFD.
Okay. The only other thing you have is a variance report.
Okay. And I did not bring mine. Do you guys have yours?
We do.
Okay. So the biggest thing that I've seen on there was liquor, which is explained by a invoice that was missed. So it got put in March? April. Got put in April. That's why the liquor is so far off. And the clothing, that is $1,200 short, is because, back to the POS, we lost our clothing button for 2.5 to 3 weeks, and it was not tracking. So.
No, just waking me out. You're like,
stop looking at me.
So you're able to account for the $1,300 in the liquor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the invoice was $1,100. So that would bring up.
She won't ever do it again.
I'll try not to. I'm not going to say ever, but I will. I don't know what happened to the invoice. And obviously, I didn't know it wasn't there or.
And the clothing, did you go through a physical inventory of them?
We counted, yes. Yep.
And it just didn't track the $1,200. Were you ahead on your sales then, that all through the month, here and there?
The sales were up, I mean.
$1,010.
$1,010, you were able to track that probably was clothing.
Yeah, so this, were you talking January, February?
No, this was March.
March.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not on your P&L, sorry.
Anything else for Diana?
For any more questions?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Mayor's Report. We have review and renew CDs number 1434 and 40789. It's on page 56, for those who are looking for their paper.
Yeah, but the one on page 5, I'll tell you which one is.
Is that, oh, is that here? Yeah, all right. Yes, on page 5. We have one coming due with the Pine River State Bank. It's coming due on the 17th of April for a total of $103,044.07 on roads. And we have one in First Western Bank for $30,000 from the liquor store. It's coming due on the 11th of April. And then we've been provided with a CD renewal rate. I'd like to see the, we're nicely diversified with stuff. I'd like to see the First Western go to the 6 month at 5.06%, and the Pine River State Bank go at 13 months at 5.01%.
The only thing I would like to maybe point out is when talking to all the individual bankers, they did say the longer you go, the better you'll be. Even with the margin, you know, being, I mean, they got 5.06 or 4.90, because they're dropping, and they're dropping pretty fast, as you can see. So if you, I don't know if that makes sense to you, to go 12 months instead at the 4.9, because then when you come to renew, it might, I mean, most likely going to be a lot lower.
Okay, the one for the First Western, when we put that in there, the $30,000 for the liquor store, we put it in there because there was quite a bit of money in the checkbook, mm-hmm. and we thought we'd invest it.
Good
and
point.
Get a little return on it. And we did a short-term loan for the simple fact that she's going to be needing some outdoor furniture and some others, and the stools and stuff. There's chairs that need to be replaced. I wish she hadn't left.
I think she's one of the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Her stuff is here. Okay, all right. Because, yeah, I see what she has plans for, because she's going to need more seating and stuff. And
yeah, I'm looking into that, because she will do.
Okay. Do you feel like you want to cash it in then and put it back?
That's why I wish she was here, see what her plans for that are. Because if we went for 6 months, so that would be May, June, July, August, September, October. Now we're way into the fall and it's gone past.
Well, we can find out how much she thinks she needs, because maybe some of that we put in long term, some of it.
It's only $30,000. Oh. She's buying furniture, which is going to be
$25,000. By the way, I did look at the picnic tables. They're semi-framed up. They still make adjustments, but they're
really? Okay,
we
should step over there.
Yeah, we have one still in the jig and another one just moved down there to floor.
Here?
This is yesterday.
Let me see what her...
They showed it to me. They've got some adjustment.
Okay, go ahead and we'll stop there. The one for the roads.
Do you need any money next? We got money for
the roads. We want to roll the roads.
I think we're
the only thing I can see is the transmission on the home town.
Is it slipping again?
Sorry. Go into purchases. I'm just seeing what she did last year.
Not that big of an expense.
In April. I just want to see if she had a profit last year in April.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay. Yep. Yep.
And to talk about the re-up of the CDs. That's true, the longer you go out, the better rate you have, but we got to be a little careful of how much we're going to put into the CDs during the political year.
She still had a lot. Or not?
With
she was good luck.
Uncertainty is going to be the next president of the United States. Might affect the...
Or you can keep that up.
I lost my train of thought.
What's the interest rates and stuff?
Yes.
But if you lock it in now, you'll keep that interest rate?
Yes.
What is your feeling on interest rates? Do you think they'll go up or down?
I think they're going to go down.
Right. That's why she was saying that we should go longer if we can. Yeah.
That kind of doesn't make sense. And I'm not sure exactly how that works, but like the Pine River State Bank one, the one for the rolls, the $103,000. We did it for 13 months, it's 5.01. 19 months, it's 4.32. 25 months, it's, and I can hardly read it, 3.55.
Right, but they're predicting that they're going to plummet.
Right.
So if you can lock it in longer term, you're staying
so
at that.
So you're doing that in the
yes.
long run.
Where if you renew, if you do a 6 month, and in 6 months it might be half.
Right.
Right. It might be half of the 4.9 is what...
And if I'm not mistaken, last month it was the 13th month was 5.25.
That was 6 months ago that we got it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so we're talking about CDs. And you have the $30,000 one that we put in the short-term CD. It's coming due on the 11th. First we were talking about just rolling it back in. But did you have that earmarked for furniture and other stuff? So we should not put that back in.
No, we want it for furniture.
That's what I needed to know.
Yeah. And I think that furniture is probably a better investment right now. It goes back to what...
It's better sitting on cement.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, who's our...
Doug
mentioned how products are going up faster than we can keep track of. We might be better off having 10 chairs sitting on a cold storage somewhere, buying them with money now, because in the future that chair is going to be worth 20% more when we take it out of cold storage if we had to buy it.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we take the Pine River State Bank CD 1434 for $103,044.07. And roll it over with Pine River State Bank. I have a hard time with 25 months. I got like the 19 months for
really? 4.13.
The 13, but then like she said, then if it plummets, you might not even get any of that, so you won't get it back.
That's totally up to you guys. I mean, 13 months is good at 5%. that too.
I have like 13.
6 months is the one that I count.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. 13.
Any mathematicians here? 0.8% over 7 months?
Nope.
We'll use 100 grand, an easy number for a wrong number. 0.8%, $800, right?
Yeah.
So for $800, you lose 8 months of having the money available. Do we see anything going on the next 2 years for a hunter type, 103,000? And that's actually, we're tracking the good.
I think we've spent plenty.
It's a CD, so you have a real play in this.
I don't know if we're going to need it for building maintenance or anything like that coming up. Maintenance building.
The roof is in good shape.
Well, and you've got one in September and one in May for roads for a total of 200,000.
Okay, I'll finish the motion then for the Pine River State Bank 1434. Roll it over for 13 months at 5.01%.
Second that.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Attorney invoices for January and February.
We need a motion for the other CD.
I'm sorry. Make a motion for the CD number 40789 for $30,000 to go back into the liquor store account.
Cash it in.
Cash it in.
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I ask a question? So I can't remember, so then I'm going to go ahead and purchase the furniture then, right? No, I have to come back with it.
You have to come back with bids, and if it's, I'll get you the purchasing policy, but if it's over a certain amount.
I knew that. I just didn't remember when we put it in CD. I thought that we had put it in there, and I was on the go ahead and purchase furniture. That's all I was asking.
We did talk about purchase, but I think you do need bids. Yeah,
sure.
We did talk about that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Attorney invoices for January, February 2024.
There's really not a whole lot that I can say except for we have some and he suggested not paying them because they were not correct. One of the invoices for February actually named a City of Crest Lake council member. So.
And I talked to the lawyer personally, and he said no, pay that one. That he would send an amended copy,
of which
and
I asked
been a while.
Him. Yeah, and then I emailed him today, and he said he'd let him and I requested a conference call with him and you two. And he said let him talk to his invoicing department first.
Well, I hope they don't try to just change it and put somebody else in here.
Too late, no way.
Yeah, I hope not because.
So are we going to pay part of that or wait until after
we're
the
gonna
conversation?
Wait. No, we're not going to pay any of it right now. We will pay the amended copy when we get that, once we agree on it.
All right, good.
So just don't pay anything. Approval for Jessica to obtain notary public certification. This is a good service.
I make a motion to get Jessica a notary public.
Second.
Aye.
Get on that.
Yes.
Approve insurance waiver form. And it's on page 57. It's liability coverage waiver form.
It's just something standard for the League of Minnesota Cities. So we're in the process of working on our insurance policies.
So we need to make a motion on this.
Make a motion to approve the insurance waiver from
LNC.
Minnesota, League of Minnesota City. That's but I was trying to read this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small blue print. I can't. Minnesota Public Employee
I need
insurance.
You need a second?
I'll serve it.
Any other discussion?
So does that mean that we get it from somewhere else? Or we just don't get that?
No, we do not waive the monetary limit.
Oh, we do not waive it, okay. Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
We'll go on to purchasing personnel, health and dental insurance, 58 and 60.
8% increase. What do you think where it's going up?
Everything's going to go up.
Yes, so I just need to get this back to him by the end of May. Confirmation, so it needs to come to council for review. See if there's any changes you want to make. If this is something you want to take time to look at, we can revisit it in May. We now have one person on the single rate in the high option, so the city saves money there. The city pays 80%, the employee pays 20%. So you have two employees on it. One at the high advantage single and one at the high advantage family. And that's probably going to soon change too. That I think it'll be both single. Because my husband's going to retire.
So then you'll be single?
Exactly. So that will save the city significantly.
I don't think that there's anything. I mean, we all know what's going on, so
it just doesn't come down.
Never. So if you're so inclined to say we'll continue with this, it's a 2-year, we can't get out of going with them. You could actually change the option because we do it for 2 years. If you want to make the motion tonight or revisit it next month.
I feel like we should stay with the same option. We all know that it's going up, but considering that we are saving anyway with the amount of people we have on it.
How many employees does that cover?
Two. Your bar manager and your clerk, city clerk.
I make the motion we accept the high advantage, or advantage high option.
I'll second.
Aye.
Approval to hire A. Jorgensen as an AIS inspector.
His background check was fine. Everything came back good. Paperwork's all filled out, and the committee recommended, the flip committee, $18 an hour to start with the possibility of increase in July.
Okay. Is he going to hire A. Jorgensen for water inspector, AIS inspector?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
You were asking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you seconded it.
I'm waiting to vote. Accept a resignation from E. Waterbury and Clinton and Cleaners.
So do we have another cleaner then, or?
If you know of anybody, looking.
What are the hours on that?
It's usually 2 to 3 hours, you know, in the morning, or they can come after the bar closes.
How many hours?
2 to 3.
A week?
Well, right now I have one cleaner and he cleans Sundays and Wednesdays. He is willing to pick up another date, so, but he really doesn't want to, so it would be 5 days, or at this point in time I would take anything. If somebody wanted only 3 days, you know, and I couldn't find anybody else to take that five, I would be fine with that too. So.
We need to accept, make a motion, accept the resignation from E. Waterbury as a cleaner. I'll need a second.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval to cancel check number 50360 for $35 to C. Wozniak, reissue less $25 cancellation fee.
I'll second it.
So for $10, you reissue for, so they get $10?
It's his money.
All right, I'm just asking. Just.
Didn't you have to do that?
Oh, well, yes, I did, but it was a little bit more than $10, I think.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, second?
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Approve to cancel check number 50069 for $184.70 eShekka. Reissue less $25 cancellation fee.
I'll make a motion on that one.
I'll second.
Vote?
Aye.
Okay, Ann and I talked briefly about direct deposit. I know today was not a good day to jump into that. We're going to check into John on direct deposit and to see how, if that would make it easier, where she could just send it in and we won't have to keep doing it. I think that's a real pain in the butt.
So it is kind of an accounting nightmare.
Yeah.
And I heard someone in the bar lost a check.
It's me. It wasn't me.
I mean, I'm wondering if I'm behind Ed. No idea.
You have one.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because who knows? You'll tell me at some point if I have it.
To be honest with you, your check's already been to the bank. Because your slip is right below mine.
Oh, good.
And I reached in there and grabbed it, went to the bank, and went to put it in. Went, they're probably not going to take a check written out to Jill Ladd.
Oh, good. All right.
Back here.
So you brought it back.
You should have put it in for you.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Just sign it and deposit it.
So we'll do some checking into that and see if that would just make life a little easier.
And maybe council can highly encourage.
Yes, I think.
Not to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can't even say anything because I've lost my own stuff.
We'll need a motion to approve for Ann Raff to attend Sourcewell Clerk's Regional Meeting April 10th, tomorrow.
Ooh,
I'll make that. And Justin?
No, just me tomorrow.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Vote?
Aye.
For the next one.
Approval for Ann Rapp and Jessica and Jess, to attend Sourcewell Network April 18th. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Approval for two AIS inspectors to attend Level 1 AIS training in Aiken April 22nd, 2024.
Are there any fees with that?
I don't believe so. I looked at all the paperwork.
I was going to say, I don't know.
And I asked Bob, but I never heard
of it. What's AIS?
Aquatic Invasive
Species. It's the water. It's the water, the landing. I never did my attended class. No response. Thank you for the training that they provide.
That's awesome.
Okay. So we'll have to pay him for going.
Yes.
Time with our time.
So we need a motion for this?
A motion. Second.
Vote. Yeah. Aye. Approval to accept application from W. Like for Fire and Rescue Department. Has background check been done?
All done.
All done. I'll make the motion that we approve.
Second.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unfinished business. Open forum. Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
So who's going to the aquatic?